The wait right now is probably about 20 to 30 minutes before you get in a donor bed.
The math is simple. One blood donation can help three people. And today, the concourse level inside Invesco Field at Mile High was lined with blood donation beds and full of people who did the math and contributed to the Bonfils Blood Center's Drive for Life 9.
We're doing wonderful. We've got people that were lined up outside the stadium starting at 6:30 this morning. So within the first hour, we were triple the numbers that we were last year at this time. Now that doesn't always predict where we're going to end up at the end of the day, but right now we're feeling great about the numbers.
You know, I actually had never been to this event before, and we have the Bonfils bus, and they come out to our school every couple quarters. And I've donated blood there, but I think today was just a nice chance to come out here. I had some extra time, and it's an amazing event. There's so many people here, and it's just such a wonderful thing to do.
More people need to do it. Bonfils houses close to 80% of the state's donated blood, and with slow donation months of November and December a heartbeat away, Maitland says there's never a wrong time to donate.
I think there's a real misconception out there. A lot of times people think only when you hear about a tragedy or a large issue are you needed, but the reality is blood is needed within this community each and every day.
And there's no worry if you're not sure what blood type you are.
When we have a job like ours to support the entire state of Colorado, we need all donors, all types, all the time. So don't let that stop you either.
Donors also had a chance to weave through an autograph line and meet John Lynch, Jeff Schott, Dominique Foxworth, Tom Nalen, and other Broncos players.
I did it last year, and it seemed like they're more abundant this year, and which is great. The more blood we can give for needy people who are sick or hurt, the better. So I'm happy that a lot of fans are here, and hopefully more to come today.
We like to think it's us that's bringing out the community, but it's not. It's the players, and we have such great player support over at the autograph tables, and the fans know it, and they know it's just an added thank you for making a difference in giving blood.
And as of 4:30 Tuesday afternoon, Bonfils had collected close to 1,300 units of blood. At Invesco Field at Mile High, I'm Chris Hall reporting for Broncos TV.